He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is May the 9th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a little bit of a lift to the market here this morning, especially the NASDAQ, which is now up 29 points. That's a half a percent. That's a good move there. 6,132. I don't think I've ever said that before for the NASDAQ. I want to say that's a new all-time high. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 29 points to 21,041. I haven't said that very much. We've only been above 21,000 a few times here, but we are up above in that rarefied air today. The NASDAQ is up 4. And it's at 2403, breaking through those ceilings. We've had a ceiling on the Dow of 21,000. We've had a ceiling on the S&P of 2400. And today we have broke through those ceilings. It remains to be seen, however, whether or not we stay there. By the time the bell rings at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Crude oil down 43 cents, going nowhere in a hurry, $46 per barrel. Gold is down $7.20 to $12.19 per ounce. Silver is down 11 cents to $16.15 per ounce. The euro at 1.0896. European vacations have gotten more expensive since the French election. The 10-year bond right now yield is at 2.40%, working its way back to you, babe, going higher. And the Russell 2000 up 2 points today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we've had a buy signal on the market since March 27th, 2009. And once again, when I printed my newsletter and sent it out over the weekend, I sent it out early Saturday morning. Once again, that buy signal remained in place. How valuable has that been? How many times have you panicked? How many times have you let emotion get the best of you? Whether it's with your 401k, your wife's IRA. Oh, you don't want to mess with your wife's IRA, and especially don't mess with the Roth IRA. That'll get you in nothing but trouble. The most investors let emotions get in their way, and that's one of the problems we help solve here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm able to look through the emotions and get down to the numbers. It's the numbers, stupid. I don't mean to call anybody stupid, but it's a term, like keep it simple, stupid, or it's the numbers, or it's the economy. It is. That's what it is, all three of those things. Well, we've got a little bit of Fed speak going on today. Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, Boston's Eric Rosengren, Dallas's Rob Kaplan will be speaking today, and the market will be listening for any kind of clues. But as of now, I think it's almost a foregone conclusion that in June we will get another rate hike with more promised in the future. So go ahead, remain on the railroad track, see if I care. There's a freight train coming towards the bond market. It began last July. You can go to seekingalpha.com or you can go into my newsletter archives and read what I was writing about the bond market and interest rate sensitive investments, which include most real estate investment trust and different types of income producing instruments, not including stocks that pay dividends, which is where I think income investors need to be these days. But I believe that the bond market has entered into a new long-term secular bear market. The bond market hasn't seen that in the last two decades, and I fear that too many retirees and too many investors are complacent because things have been going well in the bond market. Not only have you been getting your coupons, you've been getting capital appreciation from falling interest rates, and that's juiced the returns, bond returns, that is. But going forward, I see not juicing those returns. I see shredding those returns going forward, because now I believe we're in a rising interest rate environment. Hey, somebody wake up the VIX. What's the VIX, you say? Well, when I was growing up, VIX was cough drops. You know, if you had a big test at school or you had to give a speech in front of the class, ooh, I hated doing that. I was one of the most shy kids ever known to man when I was in junior high. Now here I am every day doing a live radio show. But I take a VIX cough drop to try to keep the throat from going out on me. The more nervous you get, the more things tighten up, including your vocal cords. Well, the VIX today measures volatility in the market. Do you know that the VIX hit a 24-year low yesterday? And by the way, there's an inverse play on the VIX. It's about the only thing that I would short in this market today. Maybe the energy sector, I would consider that, and oil itself. But the VIX measures volatility. VIX is the VIX. XIV is the opposite of that. When the VIX goes down, XIV goes up. XIV has been the top performing exchange traded fund now for a long, long time. And the further the VIX goes down, the higher XIV goes. They have an inverse relationship with one another. Apple hits a new high yesterday. It cracks through the $800 billion mark. Will it soon become? It's got to go up another 20% to become the first $1 trillion market cap company. We had a lot of analysts yesterday upping their forecast, upping their price targets. Drexel ups the price target on Apple to $202, the highest among analysts. Where is Apple trading at today? Apple is trading at $154, so they see another 35% upside potential. I have a big winner today. Man, I've been on a roll here at Gunderson Capital Management. I currently own about 30 stocks in my premier growth portfolio. I manage four portfolios. I manage a large cap growth portfolio, which has companies like Amazon and Facebook. It also holds Marriott International. Marriott, you know the name. You've probably stayed in a Marriott hotel room. Maybe you've eaten a Marriott waffle for breakfast. Marriott International, which owns or licenses 6,080 lodging properties with 1,190,604 rooms in 122 countries. They come in and they beat earnings quite handily, and I'm very pleased with my position in Marriott International, which is up 6.6% this morning. Marriott is hitting a new all-time high. I have a lot of people that subscribe to my live trading. Every time I buy or sell something, I send out a live push notification on your portable device along with an email. And I sent out Marriott, I don't know, several weeks ago that I was adding it to my premier growth portfolio. You got to be pretty good to make the cut to be in the final 25 or 30 stocks in that portfolio. Marriott, one of those stocks, and we're getting a nice bounce today, up 6.6%, as Marriott comes in and beats earnings by 10 cents, and they beat on revenues. You know, I've noticed that the travel stocks have done well since Mr. Trump won the election. I don't know if people feel safer. I don't know if people feel more optimistic. I don't know why. Can't put my finger on it, but stocks like Priceline.com, stocks like Royal Caribbean, stocks like Carnival Cruise Lines, stocks like Marriott, stocks like Marriott Vacations, which I own in my Ultra Growth account, have been doing very, very well since the election, surprise election results of last November. Well, when we come back, I've got more stocks. Another one here that I own in my Premier Growth account has beat earnings. One of the stocks in the iBuy ETF, which is the only pure play on online retailing, one of the stocks in that dynamic portfolio has clobbered earnings this morning, is flying higher, and remains a great play on the move towards online retail. You're sitting on your couch these days. You're not driving to the mall. Big Pete, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're heard from Sarasota to Hawaii and many places in between, and we've recently picked up the Valley of the Sun over in Phoenix, a place that my wife and I love to visit. And we usually go for spring training baseball. We're both baseball. We love our baseball. My wife likes to get away for a little sun when it gets socked in here at the coast in San Diego. And, of course, you Phoenix folks are headed our way to get some cool. You love it when it's socked in at the coast in San Diego, and it's 111 in Phoenix. So we cross each other on the I-8 many times. And we welcome in all of our new Phoenix listeners. Hey, you don't know what just hit you, do you, over there in Phoenix? A show that analyzes, takes a look at the market, has the guts to go out on a limb, talk about the best asset classes in the market right now. I am totally negative bonds, and I've been bullish. I've had a buy signal on the stock market since March 27th, 2009. What? Gunderson, you believe in a little bit of market timing? Well, sure. That just makes a little bit of sense to me. I don't want to own stocks when the next recession, the next pullback in earnings for the S&P 500. Now, having said that, they've been growing, both of those, since 2009. And that is the main indicator that I use for making market calls. The last bear market went down, took stocks down by 53%. And what caused it? Collapsing earnings of the S&P 500. And it just didn't happen overnight. We started to see an erosion of earnings estimates way back in 2007. We started to see dangerous signs out there on the economy way back in 2007. And why would we look for anything different this time for when it's time to exit this market? But in the meantime, any good? We pass a lot of alfalfa fields. We pass a lot of lettuce fields. We pass a lot of onion fields between here and Phoenix and San Diego. And any farmer knows you have to make hay while the sun is shining. And that's the way it is in the market right now. And we're putting away and stocking up as much hay as we possibly can. I have some investors. They're aggressive. I have an ultra growth account portfolio that I manage. It's up over 10% so far this year. My premier growth portfolio, which is larger cap companies, the Marriotts of the world, the Amazons of the world, it's up over 7% so far this year. And if you tell me that we believe in extreme diversification, I call it extreme diversification. Why would you want to water down an asset class that's doing very well, that is being driven by earnings, with an asset class that has the wind in its face right now? And that's the bond market. So I'm speaking to the asset allocation models. I don't like it. It may work when the bond market's doing well, and it may help prop up your stocks when the market goes down 53%, but why not try to at least cherry-pick the asset classes? I don't like gold right now. Gold doesn't have what it needs to return good returns. I don't like commodities right now. I like ownership right now. That's where all the indicators point right now, because earnings lead the market. Speaking of which, already reported, Marriott came in and blew away earnings this morning by 10 cents above expectations. They're a member of the S&P 500. I cherry-picked the S&P 500. There's a lot of filler, a lot of gristles in the S&P 500. The IBMs of the world, the companies that aren't growing anymore. Marriott continues to grow. It's one of the stocks I cherry-picked for my large-cap premier growth portfolio. Marriott's a $39 billion company, and they've been growing their earnings by 23% per year over the last 5 years. You're not going to find that in IBM. You're not going to find that in Bed Bath & Beyond. You're not going to find that in Transocean Offshore. Those are other members of the S&P 500. That's what I have against index investing. You get all the junk along with the really good ones. I'd rather focus and leave the junk out of the mix And Marriott is one of the stocks that I own. I also own CBOE, the Chicago Board of Exchange. That's a $9.5 billion company. They beat earnings today. And that stock is bolting higher to new all-time highs. It's up 3.5%. And that's helping to boost the returns of the Premier Growth portfolio today so far. I haven't had a chance to look at my entire database. That takes about 6 or 7 hours every single day. Most days I just sit on my thumbs and do nothing because I like everything that I own. But every once in a while I see something that I don't like. Maybe it's like the pitcher, the starting pitcher. He's entering into the sixth, seventh inning and he's starting to walk guys. Our starting pitcher last night did great for six innings. Then he enters into the seventh inning. He walks the first guy and he hits the next guy. Luckily, our manager has a very quick hook. He came right out and yanked him. We had a 4-0 lead. He brought in a fresh arm, and he got out of the jam. Sometimes you have to do that in stocks. Sometimes you got to send a stock back to AAA and upgrade that position. Another company beating earnings today, Wayfair. Wayfair beats earnings by 10 cents. I do have exposure to Wayfair. The fourth portfolio I manage is a Best Funds, Best ETFs Now portfolio. I also rank with my app, the beststocksnowapp.com. I also rank ETFs, mutual funds, and stocks. And one of the top-ranked ETFs, I've had the creator of the index, I've had the creator of the ETF on my show before. Several times I've talked about iBuy, I-B-U-Y. I don't get anything to talk about their ETF. I found it using my app. And I did know the creator of the index, so I had a heads up when it was going public at 25. It's now 33. It's up 32%, and today it's getting a big boost from the earnings reports from Wayfair. Wayfair is in the Amplify Online Retail Index, and it's also in the Amplify Online Retail ETF, which is iBuy, I-B-U-Y, which is killing it. Listen, you can own Target, you can own Sears, you can own JCPenney, Macy's, no thanks. I buy the online retail ETF. I own that in my Best Funds Now portfolio, and it's starting to take off. Oh, we've got a few other stocks here reporting earnings today. I want to feature a couple stocks in the second half of the show. What makes for a best stock now? I believe it's performance and its earnings and its valuation. Couple other stocks in the news, and then we'll get to a couple featured stocks of the day here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the beat goes on, not only during this earnings season, which has been much better than expected. Do you know that this earnings season that is almost now come to an end, I think 90% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported, 73% of the companies beat their earnings estimates? And do you know that we were originally looking for about 9% growth for this quarter versus last quarter? That's aggregate S&P 500. Instead, it's going to be 13% growth versus the same time last year. How can anybody be bearish on the market? You will say, well, isn't it a bubble, Mr. Gunderson? Is the market not in a bubble? Well, you know what? Go back to 99 and 2000 when the S&P had a P.E. ratio of 35. And it's in the 17, 18 area today, which is a little bit on the high side, but it's nowhere near bubble territory. And if we can make the kind of earnings that we're expecting this year in 2017, and now looking ahead to 2018, I print out and give you my earnings estimates for the S&P 500 and target price for the S&P 500 every single week in my newsletter, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com. I still see this market going higher. My target price for both the Dow and the S&P 500 are higher than where they are now. Now, let's go in and cherry pick the S&P 500 or the Dow, or the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, or the S&P 400, which is the mid cap index, and let's find the best of the best in those indexes. And we're having a very good year so far. My small cap or my ultra growth portfolio, I only have four portfolios. Ultra growth, which focuses mostly on the S&P 600 and 400, mid and small cap stocks, is up well over 10% so far this year. Knock on Formica. I do my show from a Formica tabletop here in the Gunderson Studios in Carlsbad, California. The Premier Growth portfolio is up over 7% right now. Knock on Formica. And I continue to look for the best stocks now amongst the indexes. And I also look for the best asset classes now. I have no exposure whatsoever to the bond market, which I don't like. And anything that's interest rate sensitive, that's preferred stocks, that's real estate investment trust, they're in the way. They've got the wind in their face of potential and more than likely rising interest rates going forward. The Fed has already signaled. We're coming around the corner. The Fed has already said, hey, we own lots of bonds here, $1.5 trillion on our balance sheet. We need to dump them over the next who knows how long. They're not renewing their bonds when they come due. They're letting them get off the balance sheet. They're sellers of bonds. And you want to stand in the way and have an asset allocation at this point in time? That's up to you. There's been a massive move towards passive robotic investing, a tidal wave. And I always find that the tidal wave seems to crest at some point in time before it crashes down on everybody. If we get into a major bear market in the bond market, that's going to really hurt, because you know what? The asset allocation models are buying more bonds right now to keep the allocation up. You're buying, the robots are buying the bonds that smart investors, in my opinion, smart investors, best investors now, I guess you could say, are selling because they see what's coming. They realize that interest rates and bonds go hand in hand. They have an inverse love-hate relationship with each other. Where are you going to get capital appreciation in a rising interest rate environment? It's going to eat into your principal. You've probably already seen your bond funds go down considerably since July of last year. Has anybody done anything in your portfolio? Are you being told to remain passive and stay the course? I'm not here to knock other ways of managing money. There's a lot of ways of doing it. Everybody has a different way of doing it. I'm an active money manager. I believe in just a little bit of market timing from time to time. When we have a rising interest rate environment, I believe that the bond market entered into a bear market last July, and I believe that the bull market in stocks ownership continues. Well, you say, well, where am I going to get income? You know what? Look, a stock like Marriott has a dividend yield of 1.3%. A stock like Caterpillar has a dividend yield of 3%. In this environment, I would much rather own a stock that is growing their earnings and paying me a 1, 2, 3% dividend yield and having a nice stable of stocks like that, as opposed to a bond fund or a bond ETF. How do I know if I own bonds in my portfolio. If you have ETFs or mutual funds that say intermediate bonds, long-term bonds, balanced funds, asset allocation, they all own a lot of debt. And I don't want to own any debt right now in a world that is awash in debt. $20 trillion here in the U.S., in a rising interest rate environment, that's going to not be a good scenario playing out over the next several years. And it's up to you whether or not you want to remain on the railroad tracks or whether you want to get off the railroad tracks. Everybody wants to be warned before a bear market hits. Well, I warned last July, and most people don't realize that the bond market can go through horrible bear markets. It's been in a tremendous secular bull for the last two decades. All right, I continue to like stocks, bottom line. That's where I am, and I like quality stocks, high-quality companies that have been putting up numbers, good management, putting money into shareholders' pockets, growing their earnings, and still trading at a reasonable price. How about an example, Mr. Gunderson? Well, I'll give you an example. I spent some years in the late 90s, early 2000 as an analyst, writing up research reports, visiting companies. And what were the things that I was looking for? I was looking for valuation. I was looking for projected growth rates. I was doing pro forma income statements going forward over the next several years, and looking for stocks that I thought had good upside potential. Well, Marriott, MAR, still fits my criteria even after the big jump today to new all-time highs. Let's begin with the performance of the shares. Over the last 5 years, the market's been going up at a rate of 11.6% per year. Marriott has been going up at a rate of almost 20% per year. The difference between the performance of Marriott in the market is called alpha. I write every week for Seeking Alpha. I have many followers. Those articles are also in my weekly newsletter. You can get my articles before they appear on Seeking Alpha. They usually appear on Seeking Alpha late Sunday night, early Monday morning. My newsletter people get it, the articles Saturday morning, and it's I try to do the best idea I can possibly find every single week in the newsletter. And if you're not getting my weekly newsletter, I've kept you in the market since March 27th, 2009. There's something to be said for that, and there's been a lot of big winners. I make no promises. The only thing I promise is I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country. The old Boy Scout motto. Anyways, the newsletter can be had at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, Marriott International over the last 3 years has more than doubled the returns of the S&P 500. You see what I'm talking about, cherry-picking the indexes? And over the last 12 months, Marriott has tripled the returns of the S&P 500. No guarantees going forward, none whatsoever. But we can get a clue. We can look to valuation. You know, Marriott's been growing their earnings by 23% per year over the last 5 years, and yet the stock is trading at a discount to that growth rate. When I take their earnings estimates, which are out there on the street right now, the consensus for next year is $4.58, and if they can continue to grow by 15% per year, which is also the consensus, I can extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is reasonable for a company in the industry that Marriott is in. Marriott has a lot of comparables that we can look to come up with that multiple. I currently have a $170 target price on Marriott. That'll be going higher, I'm sure, on a stock that's currently trading at $102.50. And in my app, it is currently ranked number 41 out of 4,305. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I'm talking about here with Best Stocks Now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And if I haven't said it yet, I am a professional money manager here located in Carlsbad, California. I guess you would call us a boutique firm. You know, we don't compete with Schwab. We don't compete with Ameritrade or the big boys. You know, they want to manage your money too. They want you to meet with one of their kids that just got out of college and put you into an automated program of money management that will robotically rebalance your portfolio every so often, and it will more than likely be based on the traditional asset allocation model of bonds versus stocks, the two biggest asset classes out there. And I personally do not like at all one of those assets right now. So there's where I would disagree to begin with, right off the bat, with one of those big firms like that that want to manage your money. Even my custodian, Scottrade now, is managing money, and I see how they do it. It's all robotic, and it's all ETFs, and it's all indexes. So the first problem I have is, hey, I don't want to own bonds right now. I don't want any bonds in my asset allocation. You know what? They're going to say, well, we can't do that, Mr. Gunnarsson. Maybe they can. I don't know. Maybe they can override their models. Basically, they want to take your money and put it into one of their models that is automatically, robotically managed. And you say, well, I save a lot of fees by doing that, Mr. Gunnarsson. If the bond market goes down 10, 15, 20% over the next several years, it costs you a lot of money to be put into one of those asset allocations. Now, having said that, I'm a financial planner too. I think financial planners have a real dilemma right now. What kind of numbers? You know, people want projections of what their portfolio might earn over the next several years so that they can kind of plan on retirement. And once they're retired, what kind of income that they can derive from that investment? What kind of a number are you going to plug in right now as a projection, projected returns for the bond side of the portfolio? I'm going to put in zero. That's right, zero. I don't think you'll get any returns from the bond side of your portfolio. And I think financial planners have to take a long, hard look at the world we're in, look at the 100-year history of interest rates. Do you know that recently we hit like they have interest rates going clear back to the year 2000, 3000 BC. That's right. We hit a 5,000-year low in interest rates recently, about last July when I wrote my article and I showed the chart. How in the world can you put in a projection in the bond market of what we've received in the bond market in the past, historical returns? We've had abnormally high returns in the bond market, and now we're going to have a reversion back to the mean, and it's going to correct the other way. And it's going to really hurt retirees, I believe. It's very hard. Now, if the stock market, let's just say the stock market over the next several years, and we are overdue for a bear market. That's another problem that most financial planners don't address. We have to always be on the lookout for that downturn in the economy. We always have to be on the lookout for that downturn in S&P 500 earnings. We could lose both asset classes. Then what are you going to do? But let's just say the market's going to average 7 or 8%. Now, when you average that out with bond returns of 0%, and I really think that's what kind of returns you're going to get over the next 5 to 10 years. You're going to be able to retire on 2, 3% a year growth and 2, 3% per year income off of what you've amassed for retirement. I think there's a real conundrum out there. I think there's a real problem. And I think the solution to that problem is just a little bit of active management. And I begin by right now avoiding an asset class that I don't like at all, which pushes me towards equities and ownership. Well, isn't that scary? Isn't that risky? I think it's riskier owning debt right now. You know, everybody looks at debt. They avoid debt like the plague. The U.S. has everywhere we look, there's debt. and you want to buy more debt, you want to own debt, it's been a good ride for the last two decades, three decades, in fact. There was a time when Fed fund rates were at 15%. They went all the way to zero. Now which way are they going to go? Well, I mean, as recently as 2008, Fed funds were at 5.25. We have a long ways to go back towards normalization. So as a financial planner here, call me a radical if you will, I don't want to have my clients' assets in an asset class that I think is dead in the water. So I have to make the best of what is given to me right now. Stocks like Marriott, stocks like Caterpillar, for my income clients that need income, that want to be on the safe side of things, that want to be conservative. I mean, your other choice is cash. Your two best asset classes right now are, number one, ownership in companies, in equity, having equity in great companies. Number two choice in asset classes is cash. Take your choice, or a mix thereof. I would have no exposure whatsoever to the bond market. I would have no exposure whatsoever to precious metals, maybe a tiny little bit. I would have no exposure to the whole energy and commodities complex. Leaves two asset classes. Well, the fourth one, real estate. You know, real estate, if you know what you're doing, it's still pretty good conditions for real estate. We still have low interest rates. Cap rates are getting a little bit difficult to find that are favorable. Interest rates are moving higher. That's pressuring the real estate investment trust. So in my financial planning practice here in San Diego, California, we're active. We're not passive. We choose and cherry pick the asset classes versus the automatic robotic formulas that come spitting out of a computer. And number three, instead of index investing and total ETF investing, why not cherry pick the ETFs? Why not cherry pick the indexes to try to find the very best? After all, that's what a baseball team does. And better yet, at the All-Star break, they pick the best of the best. And every day on my show here, at least I try to give you a few examples, the attributes of companies that I believe are superior to the rest. Doesn't mean they're going to do better, or that doesn't mean they're going to automatically go higher, but performance and valuation are very good combinations to combine together in your approach to the market. If you'd like to get some help, cut through the emotion, take the monkey off of your back, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Go to the website at GundersonCapital.com and sign up for our free newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.